Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, still at the spry old age of 20, here he is, Jason Bannister, with back-to-back men's champ titles. First time we've had that in 9 years. Jumping early Sunday on his USI teammate, Jace Day, 3-up after 18, winning 3-2, headlining Championship Sunday out at the Cades in the 95th annual shootout on the north side layout. Jim Alexander won his second seniors, denying Gary Udaly a 5th, 2-1. Back-to-back super seniors for Rory Brown, 7-6, over Dan Neubecker. Men's regular flight top seeds won Daniel Melwood and Chris Stedman, also winning Sunday, 3-seed Brad McLaughlin. Couple of matches win 19 holes with Eli Prather and Wyatt Birch, both winning. Senior and super senior flight champ Joe McWhirter Jr., George Finley in the champ circle once again as a 7th seed, and Gary Walters and 4th-seeded Mark Deal. And Ryan Decker won juniors, and Sunday was capped off by veteran Dick Meacham being added to golf tournament's wall, its Hall of Fame. Very well deserved. Our Monday salute to our Sunday City Golf Champs for 2023. Congrats, fellas. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, the good news, the scoreless rut ended a 28-inning Sunday. The bad news, Milwaukee ends up sweeping the Reds in 3. They win Sunday 4-3, and now they lead the Central by 2, and that's how we start this week. Well, in 10 meetings now, the Brewers have won 8 of the 10, and the Reds, well, they've been punchless. Even going back to that July 9th game, you know, the game before the All-Star break, the Reds lost 1-0 in Milwaukee. Milwaukee's won all 4 of these games, outscoring David Bell's crew 9-3 now, and over those 36 innings, 51 strikeouts.
You keep it just to what it is. You can't make too much of it. It was a tough series. They played great. We struggled this weekend. There's no question about that. We got a long way to go, and we've been good offensively all year. We will get back on track.
Yeah, pitching gave him a chance. We're just punchless offensively. Ellie De La Cruz was held hitless in 12 ABs with 5 strikeouts in these last 3 games. Ain't going to get any easier. San Francisco comes in for the first of 4 starting tonight. A tough stretch ahead for the Reds, who have dropped 4 in a row. They open the week 2 behind Milwaukee, pregame with Tommy Thrall at 6:40 tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.